Blog Talk Radio.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle, paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life, yeah. All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle, paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life, look. I'm married to this gang, that's who I made my wife. Said I'd die alone, I told that she probably right. One thing that's for sure, not a stranger to this life. Got a safety full of Franklin and a shoulder full of stripes. I don't know it like myself. I say self-made, meaning I design myself. County jail fade, you can pull my file yourself. Spot rage, swallow rocks, I'm getting high myself. Nah, damn right I like the life I built. I'm from West Side 60, I might got killed. Standing so tall, they think I might got still. Legendary baller like Mike, like Will. 96 Impala, thug life on wheels. Up against the wall, squabble at Fox Hill. Like a mother boss, ask me how I feel. Successful street, touching them first meals. All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle, pay the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life. Yeah. All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle, pay the price.
We focus on providing information to help you grow professionally. I'm your host, your researcher, and radiologist, Lizette Person. Yes, I'm like, guys, like, man, I'm so on 10 flipping that Dr. Dana's coming over here
trying to fix music. She was doing something over here. She was starting off so well. Started off so well. I will not take the blame for this one. You did
it. I'm sorry. I always gotta do something. But guys, guess what, though? And I still love you. But oh my God, guys, big up to all my professional grinders out there for just joining in this Thursday. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can be anywhere doing anything right now, but you can hang out with your girl, and it's a blessing. I truly, truly, truly appreciate it. Y'all just don't know. I love y'all out there. I love y'all. And also, I am just so thankful I got my husband, Michael Herrington. Say hi, baby.
What happened?
He is my rock. Yesterday was his birthday. And guys, I have to tell y'all, we both forgot his birthday. How we both forget the birthday together? I mean, guys, we just caught up. It was a busy week. I can't even deny it. It was a busy week. And, like, I'm planning for my sisters to come in to Chicago next week on the 17th. They're coming in, and we're celebrating Founders Day, so I'm excited. But I got to spearhead this thing. So I'm in here, planning stuff, and then still my 9-to-5, and we're still doing all of the things we have to do on a daily basis. And then yesterday, I was getting ready for work. I'm in the shower. He busts in. He's like, "Bang, bang, what?" And I'm like, "What?" You know, when somebody, startle you, you know, especially when it's your spouse, you're like, "What? What's going on?" Like, you know, he was like, "What's today?" I'm like, "What is today?"
She thought it was the 3rd.
I thought it was the 3rd of October.
Oh.
I thought it was the 3rd of October. So I was like, he was like, "Oh, it's my birthday." I'm like, "Wow, get out of here." But babe, I'm sorry, I forgot your birthday.
Happy birthday, sausage man.
Oh my God. But I was just like, and plus we didn't plan on doing nothing for his birthday. We planned on doing everything after Founders Day. So he thought his birthday was next week too, because it was all revolved around that. But I love you, babe. I ain't your sugar mama no more. Because, see, we like a few months apart.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when I turn 41, he's still 40, and then he wants to identify me as his sugar mama because I'm older than him. And now we're the same age. So, Now you pop her.
And, I was happy that day, the boss.
Out of habit. Stupid. But also, I just have to give shout outs to my the best media station growing on this side of the Chitlin circuit. My mentor, my Yoda, my engineerical guru, Reverend Dr. David King. Say hi to my people.
This is a sense of emergency
media station growing on this side of the Chitlin Circuit. I'm just saying, like, we there.
I mean, the Chitlin Circuit, what did you go back to?
But I also want to give a shout out to my other producers behind the scenes that keep everything copacetic. Oh my God, that's my girl, Tanya Melton. Love you, Tanya. You have to come on in here and help me and pray for our I wonder what she's gonna talk about when she texts me about the Chitlin Circuit. What Chitlin Circuit is me? Also, guys, I just like to acknowledge and give shout outs to my Blog Talk Radio listeners, iHeartRadio listeners, Facebook Live listeners, and everybody connected to the media who supports PTLO family. We love you guys, and we are truly, truly, truly grateful. And I mean, guys, like the PTLO family be doing some big things. All week. We have Mission on Mondays at 7 p.m. I'm taking the limits off with Dr. Dana King. Last week, Dr. Dana King talked about the deficit of discipleship and how the American church is off mission. He fed us, guys. He fed us. He put us in that next level in our spirit. And then on Tuesday, we have Healthy Soul Talk at 6 p.m. with Dr. Kimberly Thomas. Hi, Dr. Kimberly. Love you. Oh, my God. Last week, she talked about how betrayal is a beast. And I'm telling you, she is coming on this, just coming into the family and feeding us. When I say feeding our mental, so you get fed from the spirit, then you get fed in the mental, and then you get fed for your business and your professional life. We're taking the limits off of everything. We didn't just coin that. God ordained that thing. Mm-hmm. But then we have, of course, on Thursday, Grindology with your girl, Lissette Herndon. And today, guys, we're talking about a major, major topic. I mean, we're coming to the end of the year, and we're going to be discussing the top business trends of 2020. But then, guys, after that, tomorrow, Dr. Dana closes out the week with a Praise Break Friday on PTLO. Oh my God, he's always turned up on Friday. So
I guess I should have sent you the topic so you could know. My bad.
But I mean, he's always turned up on Friday. So whenever we get the praise break, we go through our week, we grind all week, and then we praise break and thank God for taking us into the end of the week, and then we going on about our business. Yeah. Oh my God. So Dr. Dana, how was your week? How was your week, Dr. Dana?
I was good, man. It was good. It was a good recovery week. Busy week last week, so it was kind of good to get back to the norm and back at school and all that kind of stuff with the special. With the touched children.
The touched children.
Dr. Kimberly told me he can't say crazy or special.
Why not?
Because it's defensive.
It's
but we can say touch.
You can say touch. You can't say touch. I had a really, really, really busy week myself. Like, I mean, this whole month has, I know it's going to kick off for me because, like I said, I got my Founders Day. I'm celebrating. Mm-hmm. I got 23 of my family, my fraternal sorority family coming and hanging out with your girl for Chicago because me and my husband, we always go to Alabama. But they're coming up here to hang with your girl in the shack. So we got a fun-filled week coming up on the 17th through the 20th. And my founder and all my sisters are going to be here on TTLO next Thursday. So we're going to have to set, we're going to have to put some chairs in here. We got some rowdy women coming up, man. Y'all.
What is it?
That love the Lord on the on the Thursday. On the Thursday.
No,
what is that? October of 2019. We're in the fourth quarter, guys, so I'm like, you know, But anyway, I felt like that was a really good question. And it poses, guys, like, if you need advice or have, like, any professional questions that you'd like me to answer on Grindology, please feel free to inbox me on the Grindel or TTLO Media Facebook page. Or email us at takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Or call into the station. Call us at us. Come talk to us. 323-870-4375. Is that right? On it. Yes, bossing. But guys, I would just love to have all your information and all your feedback. I mean, you know, I want to be able to help and provide the resources as much as possible. This is what I'm here to do. This is the reason behind Grindology. So, I mean, but I thank you. I thank my listener, Stephanie Green, to be able to just come out here and ask the necessary questions. I mean, she was on me. She didn't let me rest until I told her which one was the best. And for me, I give you all the options, guys. Like, I give you every option available to be able to help you versus just telling you, oh, you know, yeah, go ahead and get an LLC. I got to know what's the best practices for your industry. You know, you got to find these things out. I take time. I research things. I look at the whole overall. I am a data analytical person. So, guys, I have to do it. It's in my DNA. I got to research it before I give you the right answer. I got to make sure that it's right with my spirit. I'm just saying, guys. But amazing, amazing, amazing. But, guys, this is what we're going to do, right? Before we get to the meat, before we get to the good stuff, we are going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and discuss the topic, top small business trends for 2020. Guys, 2019 is coming to a close, and we are in the fourth quarter. So, like, I mean, we got to know, like, what's on the horizon. You know, what's coming up? What are the things that we can tap into to make our businesses and ideas flow and flourish? Like, we got to get to that point, guys. What's the exciting trend? What are the things coming up? And I got some good information. I mean, like, so we're going to go on break. Stay locked. We will kick off this discussion when we come back.
I understand what the chicken circuit was. Operative word being was.
It was past tense.
I'm very
not a chitlin circuit now.
I'm very familiar with
there what? Is a 2020 version of a chitlin circuit going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
I promise.
Let me Google, does the chitlin circuit still exist?
It does. How many people are doing shows in Atlanta, Mississippi, all the countries? Like, ask the comedians. Any comedians that's doing mostly down south shows?
Hey, Google.
Chitlin circuit. Now he's
going to
Google it and
ask. Does the chitlin circuit still exist?
The chitlin circuit
still exists. It does. I'm just saying. According to Wikipedia, it symbolizes acquiring a taste out of necessity and eventually coming to like it. The chitlin circuit was considered to be by, for, and about black people. Topics of plays were often farcical and overdramatic.
Simple. Now, given the definition that Google just gave you,
that don't mean it's still a thumb.
That is not true. If Google is telling you what the chitlin circuit is,
Google don't know anything.
If Google is, but you just asked them.
I just asked Google if it still exists.
So here's
and
the
Google
thing.
Google simply said that it was considered to be by and for black people. Lamar Fassett said it's still gone. Well, guess what? We ain't on the chitlin circuit. Let me just correct that so we can go on.
This ain't
the chitlin circuit.
Oh my God.
This is the braised oxtail circuit. This here is the sea scallop circuit. Lobster tail circuit. Come on. You need to come correct.
Hey, what you say, huh?
Bone in ribeye circuit. This ain't. Right, the filet mignon circuit. Filet.
Guys, I'm so done.
Okay, I'm done.
But Felicia, I appreciate, girl, you are making those moves out there. Just had my business plan, vision, and price meeting yesterday. Girl, you did a home run, didn't you? I mean, that was amazing, Felicia. Go ahead. Kudos, mamas. You was doing your thing. See, she getting ready. Get ready, because you getting there. You there now.
Mm-hmm.
When you knock three things out at one time. Now, I probably would have had the business plan 1 month. The vision when I fell asleep. But and vegetarian options. Oh, my God. Good job.
Sure, her business.
Awesome. Hey, Lena, it's one of my sisters. She's going to be here in Chicago on next week. We're going to turn up. We're going to get those texts, baby. Please believe me. I am so excited.
Y'all getting what?
Texts.
Tattoos?
Yeah.
Y'all get like real tattoos?
Oh, my God.
Or scratch off. I mean.
I ain't even going to say that. Real tattoos.
Oh, for
we're
what?
Getting real tattoos. and be able to get it done for free, guys. I'm talking about free. Like, because, you know, when you have to do these conferences, they be like $600, $700 to get this information. But God,
mm-hmm.
see, when he got you right there in the right, on the right path,
mm-hmm.
you can walk in and not have to pay a dime. And I am so thankful for that. I don't take that for granted. But, guys, it was just so much information for me to take in. Like, I was absorbing this. And some of these people are really making some major moves in the business industry. So it just allows me to keep my eyes open and then come bring you this information. So let's start with the number 10 top business trend that's going to be sprouting up in 2020.
We're going 10 to 1?
Yep,
10 okay.
to 1.
Stop.
Yep. So number 10 is 3D printing and nanotechnology. 3D printing and nanotechnology. I mean, like, guys, like, we've seen, like, all these little videos and everything about 3D printing. Like, you know, printing earrings, printing rings, you know, seeing little, you know, trinkets that it was printing out and stuff. But now they are really, really working on it. The industry is really, really working on it. And it's one of the most exciting businesses and just changing technology that's coming up. Like, they're going from, like, literally you print in coffee cups at your desk to be able to have a printer that will give a little boy his fingers. Like, going into that, they're getting to the point of trying to merge 3D printing and biological engineering. By the end of this decade, we will be able to print our own skin.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's crazy to think about, guys. Like, we will be printing replacement body parts like heart valves. Like, can you imagine that, guys? Like, literally. Like, we're coming to that day age. You know what? I laugh at this guy, really, because, like, I think about stuff, and this is just me off kilter when I think about it, right? We deal with stuff so old as racism, right? But technology, like, is growing so fast that
mm-hmm.
we're printing body parts to replace human biological parts. Heart valves.
Mm-hmm.
Pringles. Knees. Knees and stuff, guys. I'm like,
butch. Is that your butt? No, it's 3D.
This is 3D right here.
It's 3D. No.
3D.
She's glad to know it's 3D.
That's so crazy. I mean, it is just no telling, guys, like, what's about to transpire when it comes to printing and technology. Like, this is the new way, and I'm saying, guys, I'm saying this, like, really, like, keep your eyes out for, like who we can invest in, like, what stocks can we invest in, because, man, I want to be that one that hit that Microsoft win, or that, you know, that Apple win. I want to be that one to just, you know, get that right investment while it's low. And then it's going to, like, blow up. You got to look out for artificial technology and all this 3D printing. I mean, it's major, 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 major. Another thing, guys, number 9, top business trend that's kicking off in 2020
mm-hmm.
is the growth of the do-it-yourself economy. Now, guys, like, it's easy to use internet tools have already changed the industry, like media, travel, retail. I mean, but now it's going to be a continuous disruption in more sectors as people try to find various ways to do things yourself. Like, guys, like, come on now, like, social media, we go on YouTube to find out how to do everything. Pinterest, recipes. I mean, like, I'm a recipe nut. I don't know about anybody else, but I like going on Pinterest and I found all the ideas for creating a, what they call it, a balloon art. Like, everything for my Founders Day, I basically found out Pinterest. And, like, things that I need to know, like, say, for instance, I'm at work and I get, like, a hiccup and, like, trying to create a pivot table or a formula, I go straight to YouTube. I use what I call my Google food. I use my Google food. And, I mean, guys, I just go in, find out what I need to do, and do
Google,
it.
You use what?
Google food. Like you just did. You used your Google food. Like Kung Fu.
My Google food?
Your Google food. Now we're going to turn this into a who's on first. My Google food. Your Google food. Like Kung Fu. Like Bruce Lee.
Google food. Like FU, Google FU.
Yeah.
Oh, like, I'm hearing something else. I'm sorry.
Google.
Fool. But guys, yes, I use, I mean, teacher, I never say I don't know how. I say, give me a sec and I Google. I know, right, Felicia? I mean, like, that's what we do. Like, there, you're never but a speck away from what you're trying to know. I mean, really, really, really. And the way things are, like industries now are trying to find just better methods of providing information. Like, they're changing from the service of doing it all to giving the method and allowing people to do it themselves. Like, guys, I know you see it now. Like, you go in, you get the marketing people that's going to give you the books on how to market and how to be better on social media. And then you get the people that tell you how to fix your credit and you know, give you all the information on how to fix your credit. And then there's people that show you how to start businesses and give you the information. They're not doing it for you, but they're going to sell you the information so that you can do it yourself. And that's what we mean by the do-it-yourself economy. Like, it's going to grow, and it's going to grow. It's already saturating us, guys. If you go on social media, for every one post I might have about, you know, one of my high school friends and a child graduating or a grandbaby or something, I'm looking at an advertisement about something that, in terms of finances, something that's going to grab us, right, guys? In terms of health, weight loss, in terms of, like, you see them all the time. You see it all the time. So it's like, it's a really major thing. And if you're looking to start a business, if you're looking to get into those type of arenas, look at how you can be a better, what I say, teacher for the do-it-yourselfers. Because I feel like out here, guys, you got people who got money and no time, and you got people that have time and no money. What do you do to help the people with no money but time? You provide them with the method that they need and then charge it at a rate that they can afford.
Okay.
I mean, real talk. Real talk. So now, basically, instead of them doing the services and worrying about, you know, providing that type of service, now professionals and entrepreneurs are now just the gatekeepers of the knowledge. Like, everybody's so knowledgeable now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I go and see, like, another makeup tutorial, another wig tutorial, but I'm telling you guys,
y'all need them tutorials.
I was going to bite this microphone.
Y'all need all the tutorials. If I see one more person walking around here blinking with their eyelashes this big, just every time.
That is so crazy.
Y'all need to keep somebody need to keep selling it until y'all figure it out.
Until they tell them that it's wrong. Some person looked at that person with some long money eyelashes
and they said no.
And was like, I'm gonna
friends let them come out.
And they was like, ooh girl, I seen this on YouTube.
See,
and they rock it.
See, guys ain't like that. I know they make that show, but when men ain't like that. When you was I'm out with my boy and my boy got on something that ain't right, he gonna know.
Cause y'all gonna rap.
He's like, bruh, that's really how you coming out here.
Bruh. And he ate the slab of all the whole night about them too.
The gold, right?
You got them duck walkers.
Bruh, did you see them before you?
Whoa!
Did you use a mirror? Yeah, men they like that. We ain't gonna let you go out.
Oh my God.
Y'all just sitting y'all just off.
Because beauty is candy. The ugliest to the bone.
I'm glad. And that's what the same person, a female that said that, please don't bring those questions and concerns back to take a limit off media group. That belongs strictly to Grangleology.
You know what? He is so crazy, guys. But that is so true. Like, real talk, 100. Like, it is so important. Like, for me, that really triggered a lot. Because for businesses that want to be able to provide, like, professional services like Grindel, it's like, it's so important to be able to provide enough information. And that's why. But, like, me and Michael were driving in, and, like, Michael was just talking about, like, the growth of technology in general. Like, he was talking about, like, how they're finding new ways to boot your car. Like, they're not booting your car with the regular whole hubcap. Like, he says that they have a technology now where they can boot your car with a something like this and hit it on your windshield, and it stops your car. The pressure of it stops your car from running.
It's technically what it is. They were saying that they changed it based on the fact that too many people get injured, and instead of risking lives, they came out with a device to put over your windshield.
It's a boot, and what it is, it covers your windshield,
right,
so you can't see.
Right, because I drive my head out the window, but if you remove it, it'll shatter your window.
Oh.
Okay. And what they did was made it more efficient. Now, instead of you waiting on the
right
man to come out,
right,
you pay the bill on your car,
right,
and then
they can send you a
code, and you type it in.
You type it in,
yeah,
and take it off, put it in the back.
Then, or
that's
you
to
back
do it yourself, guys. Ain't that crazy, though?
Like,
isn't that crazy to know that you have, like this is where they're going to come out and lay this thing on your windshield. Now you got a bigger sign on when you get moved.
Right.
It's embarrassing enough to have the boot on your car when you come out in the morning, because then the whole neighborhood knows you ain't paid your ticket. But we all there.
Yeah.
But then now you got a boot windshield. They got a whole sign on it.
What was the nanotechnology piece?
The nanotechnology piece is the bioengineerical piece. The piece that allows... you know what I just meant. The biological engineering part of it is the nanotechnology, where they actually go in and now they're using 3D printing to be able to create things that affect us biologically.
See, they're going to keep on, and somebody's going to invent the glove, and then we'll get that thing on snap.
What is that?
See? all of Tony Stark stuff was nanotechnology.
Oh,
see,
he's going into
his
I'm
just saying.
How much?
That's crazy, dog. I'm telling you, it's just not the movie, guys. It's just not the movie.
Okay, just
like, you know, it's so funny that, you know, we are driven by what we see. We're very visual.
We're
driven by what we see, and then when we see these movies that create all these illusions, people go out and start making this stuff happen, and it's just crazy. It's going to be amazing to see as I get older, God allow me to, and just see what people are going to do with technology. You know, I can get a replacement hip at the 3D printer. I mean, just look at that. I can get my knee done, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can get my
knee
done.
That was number 9. Got it.
Number 8, guys, is education revolution. Education revolution.
Mm.
So basically, when we think about the do-it-yourself economy, like, really, education is spearheading do-it-yourself economy. I mean, why? Because the role that universities, training, colleges, and schools are changing online learning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, everything now is online learning. Like, you're driving it. Like, you can go and get your high school diploma online now. Kids ain't even got to go into the school no more. All they have to do is go online and get their GED or go online and get their actual high school diploma.
And people laughed when back in the day they had correspondence courses.
Yeah, they thought that was the most second nature.
When you mail, you know, everything's done via the mail.
Remember that? What was it called?
Yeah, I don't know if it's called correspondence courses, but you did your homework and then you put them in the envelope and you mailed it somewhere.
I did one of those.
And then you waited until you got it back, and then you mailed something next day. Everything was literally courses, but this is pre-email.
I remember that. I remember that. But, and guess what? Like, somebody took that idea in terms of correspondence.
So
then look at all these online learning.
Absolutely.
Look at all these online learning platforms. Some people, like they say, you take the foolish things to confound the wise. Some people just look at that situation and just thought that that was just, it's not credible enough.
Well, there are, because there's so many, a lot of the correspondence courses, they found them not to be credible. There were some. But then with the advent of online schools, you do have, unfortunately, there's a lot of online schools that don't have proper accreditation, or whatever accreditation they have is limited, or companies and organizations don't recognize any degrees from such and such school. One of the major schools that we see advertisement for on television all the time for about 6 months to a year lost their accreditation because of some of the classes they were offering, University of Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
They lost their accreditation for a while, and then they got their stuff together and they got it back.
And I did notice that drop too.
Yeah, they did. So, but there's only a handful, and I know especially, and depending on the area in which you're going to school, the accreditation matters. Like, for instance, with seminaries, there's a lot of seminaries.
Oh my God,
about three or four that I know of that are fully accredited,
mm-hmm.
and then there's some that give you a certificate, but nobody recognizes it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
so you can go get, matter of fact, Brother Sugar Good, you can go and get certified now, man. Log on to the people, the Universal Church is on, so, and they'll send you your ordination papers in the mail.
Right, and then you can start preaching on the chilling circuit, babe.
Bishop. All
your game,
y'all. See, that's all I need to say. See,
you can start preaching on the chicken circuit. No, okay. I mean, I just see people knocking that, but I'm just saying, many people have roles from really good, great entertainers and great professionals have roles from the chicken circuit.
I'm sorry, I would preach it.
Like, I'll look. Let me say something. If I to the chillin' circuit and get there, I'm gonna get there. I'm just saying. Wait, thank you, Felicia. I mean, dang, whatever it takes for me to get to where I got to go. If God sends me to the chillin' circuit, see, that's why we got some Joshuas in here that don't want to go to the places that they need to go to tell the people. See, you have to tell the people. She responded to what I was saying. I'm just saying.
What she
responded with? With emoji.
Oh,
chilling
emoji.
It was a chitlin' emoji,
mm.
man.
Okay.
Boo-boo.
Anywho.
Come on.
I'm just saying, guys, so the education revolution piece is, I mean, it's changing. Even our children, like,
right.
you know, where we had to put our kids in, you know, regular school systems and doing, you know, things like you can really, like, there's ways now that you can teach your children directly online, elementary level
yes.
education.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, for the way it is, like, technology and the things that are going to happen in 2020 as far as education, it's already, like, sprouting. I think it's full-blown, but at the same time, it is getting bigger.
Mm-hmm.
It is getting bigger. And there's going to be more levels. Now, this is the good part. Like, when I'm saying these particular areas, guys, you got to see where you fit in. Like, as an entrepreneur or as a professional, you got to see where you fit in. Look at how education, like, changes and shifts, right? But just one of the key things that, you know, Dr. Dana said was the accreditation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so now what identifies a particular organization as credible, as, you know, a particular accreditation? Because, like, everybody can hold those particular levels and say, oh, okay, you know, we can accreditate you. We can accreditate you.
Mm-hmm.
But what are those guidelines? That's how you have to, you know, look. You know, that's how you have to find out. Because now going into 2020, guys, like the user reviews now are the new accreditation.
Mm-hmm.
The responses from the people who are actually
right.
engaging in
right.
these particular things are
right.
letting you know what's valid and what's not valid. I mean, real talk. So, like, when I go in now and I look at, like, certain things, just say, for instance, when you go in and you know you go on social media and you see, like, this wig, right? Don't knock me, right? This wig, right? And the wig be, like, flowing on the, you know, on the model. I mean, it's flowing, and she doing like this with it. And then they say the wig is $23, right? You click on that, it doesn't look credible, right? It looks iffy. You're like, ain't no way in the world, you know, that type of wig is going to be $20 or $14, you know. But I'm just saying, what we do to make sure that it's a credible, what I do personally to make sure that it's credible,
mm-hmm.
is that if there's a video attached to it where someone on Facebook or someone on YouTube is reviewing it,
mm-hmm.
and this is just a regular person who probably has a certain following about certain, you know, knowledge or whatever, and you go and you see her in it, then you're like, oh, okay, yeah, it's real. So what do we identify as being real and unreal when it comes to what's credible? User reviews. Like right now, the people speak for themselves. And see, the funny thing about it is we were just talking about the way technology is and the way technology is going. Like, jobs are focusing less on accreditations and more on skill sets. Like, that's crazy. Like, if they know how to code, if they know how to program, if they know how to do these particular things, and they took those classes or whatever courses, they really don't care where you get an accreditation. But there are some, you want to be, you want to have a credible doctor. You want to have somebody that got all the PhDs.
Not
and
from Grand Canyon University.
You know what? And I'm sorry, guys, but I get a little iffy about somebody who got their degrees out of the country at, you know, India University.
What's up? You know,
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, if, you know, I'm just saying not to knock anyone who gets their, you know, school or skill set. I just feel like if you come over to the United States, you got to get something under your belt. Because you're not necessarily lady. You can't say, you know, you're OBW and you did that in Istanbul at the Istanbul University of Medicine.
Yes.
I'm just saying, yes. I, and then you come,
University.
Then you come to me, and like I said, I am a very diverse. I don't even have to say that. But I'm just saying, guys, it's just certain things you just want. You want a credible lawyer. You don't want nobody getting a law degree at Penn Foster. I'm just. You don't want that. What'd you say, a correspondence school? Get your legal degree. And now you're in there like, what's that? My cousin Nikki. My cousin Vinny. Remember that movie?
Yeah.
And then he comes in. He's like, yeah. You don't want an attorney like that. I'm just sorry, guys. I got real off. That's my candy. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Let's go to number seven, guys. Number seven. And this is a good thing because we just perfect segue to what we were just discussing. Perfect. That technology and with everything that's going on in education is like on the forefront of this change for the new year. That reskilled workforce is going to drive these businesses. So like with all the technology, business, existing workers will need the skill set to properly handle the technology that's coming about.
What's number seven again? I'm sorry.
Reskilled workforce.
Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm. So like coupled with online learning, there is no excuse not to develop the skills to compete with the new economy. Like you can be able to go anywhere and gain the type of knowledge that you need to be effective. Sometimes now it may be driven, like you think about it, hey, Dr. Kimberly Thomas, the things that may be driven by, you know, technology, you can be able to go get it. Now, just go online. You can be able to, it's the experience that's really driving it right now. Like, some people have, like, we got decisions that we can make. We can say now, do I want to pay $60,000 in student loans, or do I want to take this program and certification and probably be able to make the same amount as I was with a legitimate degree? But that's from the technology end, guys. Like, it doesn't, it's not a end-all, be-all when it comes to other industries. But specifically in the technology field, it is so important. Like, you can be able to get these things. Like, there was a school that I seen, and you guys let me know if it's credible or not. It's called Flatiron School. Now, here's the thing. It is a technology school that gives you all the programming that you need, all the courses that you need for technical, you know, experience. But they say if they don't get you a job,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to pay the tuition.
I'm confused.
I'm just saying, that's what they say.
Flat iron
school.
Flat iron? I thought you
flat iron run.
Like flat iron.
Let me grab. What is my pen? Let me text it to you. Did y'all hear what I said?
I heard you say flat iron. And I'm thinking you're talking about a school that's going to teach me how to press some hair.
What?
Iron, I-R-O-N or flat iron, E-A-R-N?
Iron.
I-R-O-N.
Oh,
okay.
I thought you were trying to get a friend.
You know what? Is it really? If you if your church is greater walk, love, and faith, when I go into the church, I better see greater walk, love, and faith. Or, you know, it's just like you, whatever your church is, if it's deliverance, salvation, you know, to the masses, missionary church, I better see deliverance foundation for the masses. But flat iron, like these schools, these technical schools, I like, you can just name them anything. As long as they get the certifications, they don't really worry about it. But anyway, guys, it is important now that the way it's happening, like, people who are currently in the workforce have to look at these avenues where they can be able to develop their skills in technology. Otherwise, they worry about, oh, technology is going to take my job. You know, the use of technology is going to take my job. It's almost back in the day when, you know, you had the manufacturers and then the manufacturers made machines
mm-hmm.
and then the machine kind of like lowered the workforce. But one of the things, and this is the one, oh God, what was that, the movie? The one with Taraji and, what's her name? The one with Taraji and the singer, God, and they played the three women that worked for NASA.
Oh!
NASA.
Hidden Figures. Yeah.
That movie. Yeah. I mean, what I loved about that character was that she was already, like, tinkering with the system and, you know, for NASA. So she was already, like, a mechanic. But when they start bringing that computer in and they was having them hiccups, she walked over to that computer
mm-hmm.
and she learned how to be able to talk to the computer. So she was sitting there where other people were like, oh, this is broken and this is not going to work. She tinkered with that thing, got that manual, and made that baby talk. And then on top of that, she became the whole head of that department, teaching everybody from the rooter to the tutor how to be able to operate this computer.
Mm.
Like, that's where we have to be at. Like, you have to think steps ahead when it comes to this workforce and technology. If you're not ready to dive into the knowledge of learning how this particular, if I'm making cars, and now I know that it's a technology that's about to start making cars, what I used to do, I'm going to learn that technology so that now I can talk to the machine and make the machine work and troubleshoot that machine
mm-hmm.
to get the thing to do what it needs to do. It is the type of evolution that you have to reskill yourself in this workforce. And it doesn't cost a lot. Some people think it costs a lot of time and a lot of energy and having to go back to school for years. It does not. Not in the way that the economy is now, not in the way that where technology is and the learning and the education. Everything is rising all together, guys, and that's real. It's real exciting for me. I don't
mm-hmm.
know about anybody else, but it is real exciting for me. Real, real exciting.
Your friend, Aisha or Aisha Renee says hello.
That's my sister.
That's another one.
This is my real sister, my biological.
Oh, okay.
Hey, boo boo.
I thought it was one of the Stevie.
You thought it was a skeet week?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we come in here on Thursday and he says skeet week, we gonna jump him.
Okay.
We gonna
so
jump
70 him. One more time for the people who love reskilled
workforce.
Thank you, reskilled workforce.
Reskilled workforce. Okay. But guys, that's major. It's major, major, major. But another area, guys, and this is number 6, right before we go into our break, is the rise and pitfalls of social media.
Mm.
The rise and pitfalls of social media.
Mm-hmm.
So, guys, like many innovations, social media has been greatly, greatly saturated. It has turned into a full-blown trend. And, you know, in certain ways, it's getting oversaturated. Like now, have you guys just felt like too full off of social media right now, like the way everything is going? And the backlash about it is everybody thinks social media now is overrated. It's becoming overrated. But over the next decade, organizations are going to try to figure out how to use social media to, like, effectively service their mission without all the extra. Like, without all the hype and the trends and everything that just paper, like, cookie cut the processes that we see. Like, when you go on and you see someone who is an expert, right, the first thing they do is they bait you in with their car or their house, and they, like, you know, they jump out of a Lamborghini and walk into a mansion like, yeah, this is what I'm doing. I'm here. And I did this because I followed this one program, and if you follow this program, and I'm going to show you how to get this,
mm-hmm.
and then you fall into the bait, you go in and you buy his method. You buy his method, and then you realize, oh, no, this ain't easy. Because if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. If it was easy, everybody would be, you
right.
know that. But they don't tell you all the in-between. I always say that, guys, every time we have, like, one of these type of shows, like, they don't tell you all the blood, sweat, and tears and really the grit and the grind that comes behind getting all this stuff. But then now they become, quote, unquote, the gatekeepers of the information. And then what they do is they make money off of the fact that you're purchasing their method in hope that their method would work. So I want to just, you know, I just want to ask people out there before we go on to break, have you guys ever purchased a specific method coming from anything off of social media or online that actually, when you followed the method, it worked? Like, I need you guys to respond about that. Like, what have you purchased that you've seen that you were, like, you know, trying to do to better yourself professionally, or you tried to, you know, upgrade your business, or you tried to interact with marketing? What have you purchased for the $25, $35, $75 or whatever that you actually used and it worked? Just like the person said. Mm-hmm. Or did you just find yourself giving that person money and now you're like one out of the 1,000 people who fell for the bait and bought that? Because when you think about it, if you got 1,000 people in one day purchasing
mm-hmm.
a $30
mm-hmm.
method
mm-hmm.
that they believe will work, that person is making money that way. They ain't making money that way by doing the method, because then they trying to show you how to do the same method they do. And they say, go rent a car and then rent this Airbnb for 2 seconds.
Felicia said, in 7 posts before that, they was broke.
You don't know nothing about them. I mean, really? I mean, and but see, they prey off of our need to want to be successful professionally. And I have been there. I can actually go right now online and identify every method, every book, every little booklet, every little thing that I bought, the John Johnner's marketing success tips and the James Joe credit repair, get an 800 credit score in 2 days and all these things. Because in our mind, we want to be able to, you know, just tie into this.
Mm-hmm.
We want to get to the next level, and we trust the people that we engage in. But see, that's the rise and pitfalls of social media. That's what social media does. It tricks us in certain aspects. It's a great tool, but everything is a gift and a curse,
it's,
right?
It's because on social media, there really is no filter.
There is no filter.
There is no, well, unless people do the research, there's no reference point.
Right.
So you can come online and say, oh, we this, this, and this, and, you know, especially early on, it's getting a little better because now people are looking for receipts.
Right.
Like, show me some receipts. Like, you know, you, how you, you, y'all saying y'all got how many listeners, where the receipts at?
Right.
You know, show
you know, and
receipts.
The funny thing is, guys, you know, some people, they'll end up, and I'm not knocking the people that are credible experts.
Right.
Like, really, real talk, if you are a credible expert, I will promote you, you know, 90 going north because I know what you're saying is real and I know what you're doing is the truth and I know how you communicate. So that's one thing. But when you have these people telling you that they're going to fix your credit in 30 days and you got a 320, you got to think about those things. You know, is that the lowest you can go? A 222? Have you ever did? No. Okay, so but it was like in that extra end of it though, I'm just saying, guys, you have to look at the sources. Like, social media has their pluses and their minuses, and the more that social media is growing, we have to be the gatekeepers of what's real. Like, we, if our communities are connected, right, if we are professionals and we're all connected, we have to be the ones to let people know, like, yeah, purchase this because this person is valid. Or no, don't mess with this person because this person is not valid. This person is just doing it to take your money. You have to weed. You have to shift the you know, the thorns from the what's the Bible verse talk about?
The wheat from the tares.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Renee says, I agree. Big scam on social media: the weight loss teas and the travel club.
Oh my God.
And Kimberly Thomas says,
true.
I feel like I always have to add or do something different.
That is so true, Dr.
Because
Thomas.
You had so many people claim to be something that they're not.
Man.
And then people go to them, spend, you know, with the hundreds, in some cases, thousands of dollars, and never get any results.
Man, that is so true.
Yeah.
That is so true. And one of the things, and, like, that's funny because, you know, Pastor Rob was talking about that, but we were just talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can spend so much money looking the part, you know. And a lot of times, and my pastor always say this, a lot of times when he says it from a Christian standpoint, that a lot of times we judge people on their looks, what we see. We are a visual world, and we go off of what we see.
Mm-hmm.
So we think the guy coming out the Lamborghini with the shoes and everything, running into the mansion, so he just invested about $5,000 to get that, you know, and he goes home to the same studio apartment we do, or the same home we do, drive the same Honda that we do, and then, you know, but then we buy his stuff, and then he eventually, but I don't get mad at him for speaking life into his situation. You know, you got to walk in it, you got to talk in it, but you don't have to scam people to
If you remember Enterprise and Hertz car rental commercials from maybe about 10 years ago, where people had the class reunion coming up, and Enterprise said, oh, come rent a car from my luxury line and pull up to your class reunion like this.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you flipping burgers or sweeping floors somewhere.
And you come out.
No offense to the sweeping burgers, the burger flipping and floor sweepers.
If you're a grinder, you stay real to what you're doing.
But you putting up in this for your class reunion.
I'm just saying, guys.
You know, you done busted your budget to get you a $400 suit, and then you done busted your budget to rent this car for one night at $400 a night. That, you know.
I mean, that's so crazy.
To perpetrate.
And at the same time, still feeling empty at the end of the day.
Yes.
You know, like you're still going home.
Yes.
Because here's the thing now, you're attracting people who think that you're in that level, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now you're going to have to try to keep up this facade forever.
Right.
Or until you just realize, just come out and tell people, hey, I'm broke. There ain't nothing I'm going to do with you. Like, but you keeping this facade up for people. But I'm just saying, guys. What did you say, Dr. Kimberly Thomas, last week? Betrayal is a beat.
Mm.
It is a beat. And it will allow you to hurt people and misconstrue and he's so engaged. You don't let me. But it's not a good thing. And you hurt those and hurt those around you.
Mm-hmm.
For you, if you are a credible individual that got the knowledge that God has given you and you stay in your lane and you do those things that you are called to do, and you do it and you master those things, when you communicate, you can bring truth to what you know and not try to act. But we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back to the last five. I mean, guys, these last five right here, they're going to learn you. They're going to learn you today. The top business trends of 2020, guys. Like, we got to get ready. We got to get ready. We got to put our best foot forward. We got to be the one that sets the trends. We got to be the one to make the things happen. Right here on Right All of these videos over here. Hold on.
About the
the rise and pitfalls of social media and how it is, you know, just one of those things we got to make sure that we are the gatekeepers as the consumers and as the entrepreneurs and as the, you know, the individuals that are actually trying these things and investing in these people to make sure that it works for us. It works for us. Gotta work. What number was that?
We should be on 5 right now.
All right, Amy. Now, another trend that is taking over in 2020, guys, is stories are going to take over the news feed. So stories are going to take over the timelines. How many, like now, what we see now, you get the option, right? You get the option to post, but you get the option to add a story. So right now, they are predicting that stories are going to, and it initially was introduced by Snapchat. You know, you say what you got to say, or you do what you got to do, whether it's crazy or not, and it stays on for 24 hours. So that is going to be the rise, the prediction that it's going to be the rise in 2020. Stories. Like right now, you can add it to your story on Instagram. You can add it now to your stories in Facebook. But it is an excellent marketing tool, So like, you know, it's just one of those things that they say that is going to increase businesses and the production of drive sales by up to 500%.
Say that one more time. Number 5 is what?
Story.
Uh-huh.
Are going to, well, stories take over the news feed.
Stories take over the news feed.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So they say that, you know, that they were able to use stories. Like there's this one business, and I think it's Dr. Brent Skincare. They say that they were able to use stories and Instagram effectively to drive sales by up to 500% and gather tens of thousands of followers. By story, they didn't have to focus on all the extra posts and videos, but like everything is happening so quick, right? You want to get in, get out. You want to reflect, put it in there, and then let it go on off into Never Never Land. But I mean, they say that, I mean, these are the opportunities that now marketers are going to take and use like their creative flow. So like for us as entrepreneurs, we want to take that to the next level. You know, we want to make sure that we're engaging and utilizing our stories to be able to draw people more. I mean, as quick as stories, I like to still read a paragraph. I don't know about anybody else.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I read a sentence and I'll be like, yep, you're right. You know, this year is going to be greater, yep.
But if you think about it, and we talked about the whole thing about being credible and everything else, it's because of social media and the lack of credible resources that we got doing in the White House.
And we still hear the stories on him, right?
Right, I'm just saying, but he was able to post a bunch of, the people that followed that guy believe whatever is posted. So if you said that you got carjacked by Hillary Clinton in 1975, they don't believe it.
They own it, it's true. You know what, that's crazy, guys, because a lot of things happen like that when we actually look overall at this whole big picture. Like, that actually happens. Like, what we identify as true and credible has now been driven on basically what we see on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not looking at the history books.
Right.
We're not digging deep down in the roots of things and really doing the research. I'm going to be a researcher till I die. Like, I'm going to dig till I die. Like, I don't believe things at surface. Like,
so
when
you're
I engage,
analytical, you're analytical,
very
like
analytical.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's because I guess I might call it being a digger. So, like, when he asks, like, he'll tell me one thing and I'll ask the questions, but why, but when, but how. And what, and I, you know, just because I want to be able to come to a full understanding. And I mean, that doesn't, you know, that doesn't hurt anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It don't hurt nobody. I mean, it's just, and right now, the way that, you know, everything is growing and the technology is growing, data is a big key. Like, people now and businesses now are hiring data analysts to do things, data scientists. Like, I was just at Vista's, one of my company's annual big conferences where all the clients come out. And as I was sitting there listening to the key speaker, which was the CEO, he was, like, driving on how data is really going to push systems. Like, we're going to have, that's what we're using these systems for. How much is it working? How effective is it? You know, what can we do if we change this number or alter this number? And data analytics is really going to grow as technology is growing. So we're going to need people out here to manage the data, guys. We're going to need people out here to manage the data. That's real. That's real, real. But, guys, I mean, it is just crazy. Like, when you think about social media, it's just on the rise. But another thing which is on the rise, which is number four, is the rise of the remote worker. The rise of the remote worker. Like, in 2020, they are basically saying that, you know, the infrastructure and the space are starting to be expensive for small businesses. That's why right now they're breaking out with the shared workspaces and the co-working spaces and the co-op spaces, because at the end of the day, you know, small businesses and startups, we're not trying to buy a whole brick and mortar building to operate a business. I just need to be able to do everything I need to do to sell to my customers in this little space. So, like, you know, real estate is not cheap. But the growth is important, and small businesses cannot afford to be left behind because they can't afford a space. So now, you know, remote working is going to really solve the problem. Like, right now, like, I had went to the SHRM conference 2 weeks ago, the Society of Human Resource Management.
Thank you for helping
me. But I went to the Society of Human Resource Management conference, and one of the key speakers basically stated that her team, which consists of five freelancers all across the globe, one in India, one in Singapore. Yeah, I know you, if nobody loves working from home, it's my sister. I don't even call her work from home.
Mm-hmm.
I call her work, go to work and look at it and then go home. That's what it's not work from home.
Okay.
I don't know if you can term that. We're going to have to talk about that and see how you identify work from home, because it seems like she go in and then she looks and she says, I'm going home. That's her work. That's your work from home. I'm just saying. Don't be cussing me out either. Yes, please. But at the end of the day, guys, working from home is really going to be really big. And it's saving the company money. It's saving the businesses money. But what I was saying was the, you know, professional.
She said, mind your business.
I just think it's going to say properly. Mind your business. That's all. Just mind your business. I'm just saying, like, the remote worker is saving companies money. But she actually stated that it's going to, like, you know, her freelancers all over, Singapore, India, China, one, two in North America, and she's getting everything done. But her remote workers are actually, she created by herself. I mean, that's crazy for me. Like, to know, like, I don't have to hire a team. Well, I can hire a team, but my team doesn't have to technically be face-to-face in the same building with me. And she actually said that that's going to be the new trend.
Aisha Renee says, smoking, don't get me fired on my
day. Ain't nobody else looking at that. You ain't shared, did you? Okay, you good then. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I hope she shared it.
We can hope she shared to her coworkers and she said, oh, Aisha, we need you in. She's going to cuss me out there. And now I'm going to be your remote worker. But I'm saying, guys, it is so real. Like, I mean, the traditional working from 9 to 5 is by the cubicle is no longer the normal. with laptops, smartphones, video conferencing, messaging technology, and all that stuff, working from home is actually easier. I mean, real talk, guys, it's actually easier. And it is a fast emerging trend for 2020. We already see it in a lot of companies who need to cut back on lights and electricity. They say, pour that out over to the... He said, I did share. Pour that over to all the individuals that, you know, that need it. You know, pour it out to the employees. Because it's serious. It's serious, guys. Let's go to number three, though. Even though technology is increasing, we cannot lack customer service. Like, customer service is going to increase in 2020. Personalized, not just customer service. Personalized customer service, which is number three. Personalized customer service. I mean, really, I live off of that. Like, when I work from home, I'm right here. Skype meeting. I'm like right there. Email, Skype meeting. You ain't got to see my face. We right here. All you have to do is know that I'm here. I'm active. I'm right here. But, I mean, it is serious. Your customer is an individual. I was about to make up a word.
It's going to be an engineerical piece that she's going to come up with.
Engineerical is a word.
No, she all engineer.
So you need to provide customers with a customized personal experience. Like, guys, I don't know about y'all, though. But I get tired of having to call on anybody's phone number and get a robot that directs me through everything. Now I got to hit like about five numbers. Press one for English. Press two if you want to see your account. Press three for everything else. Press three, you press three, then you say, are you sure you want to press three? Like, and then before you get there, now you waiting. After you did like 5 minutes of going through something, now you waiting. And then when you waiting, they try to find a way to revert you from talking to someone face to face. Hang up and dial, or hang up and go. You can find it. You know you can find this online if you really want to. Go on, hang up and go online. I'm like, no, I called to be able to interact with the individuals I call to interact with. But at the end of the day, they say by 2020, smart personalization engines used to recognize customers' intent will enable visual business to increase their profits up to 15%. The days of simply showcasing everything to everyone is over. There's too much noise, too many options, for modern customers. Like, literally, we will naturally have to go and start personalizing ourselves and making it more intimate with our customers. Can't just be talking to people all the time. So it's funny that we're going to be working from home a lot, but we'll still be on the phone engaging. You got to have a way to engage. Like, we can't be sitting here talking to robots all day. I mean, that's not going to work. I ain't going to be sitting there talking to Siri forever.
Oh.
Having whole conversations with who's that other one, the Google one, Home?
Google, Alexa.
Alexa.
Amazon.
I'm not going to be sitting here talking to every, like, I'm not, I can't do it. I need some interaction with somebody. That's all I'm saying, some interaction with somebody. But then let's go to number two, right?
Mm-hmm.
User reviews will be king. We have already discussed this in the previous one when we talked about what's credible and what's not credible. But going back to saying that, you know, at the end of the day, what we hear from our users and our customers are going to be what determines our credibility, the credibility of our product, our service, or whatever. Those 4 or 5 star ratings that we used to see and we ignored, now we're digging more into it. I mean, it's big. Since small businesses have small markets and small budgets, it's important to allow your customers to be the supporter. If you do a good job, they're going to talk highly of you. If you do a bad job, well. But one of the things I do see during the user reviews is that at the end of the day, they'll respond to the negative comments.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if they said they were slow, I didn't get my package at the decent amount of time, they really got individuals now, which going back to the personalized customer service, that takes the time out now and pull that bad rating and resolve it in front of the review, you know. And I like that. I like that they're taking the time to engage in that. They got to pay somebody strictly to do that, to go in and say, oh, that's a bad review. Let me pull your account. Let me do something to fix that. And then let me respond to you on the user review so other customers can see that, yeah, mistakes happen. Our company is not perfect, but we seek to resolve the issue.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have that personalized customer service. I mean, user reviews. But, guys, last but not least, yeah, I know, me too. I review everything. And I want 2 or 3 reviews. I can't, if I see a product, Isha, if they only have 1 review, I don't even trust that 1 review. I need to see at least about 5 or 6. And then I don't want the ones that look like the person from the company made a review. Like, you know, because sometimes you see something. Have you ever seen a review that looked like a false review? It was awesome. They were great. It
was.
No. Like, I want to know, like, you know, I love the company. You get, like, 90. Have you ever seen the ones where you get, like, 90 negative reviews, and then you got that one, like, let me put this positive review in here to kind of offset the 90 bad reviews. No, it's still bad. Still bad. You got 90 bad reviews. Stop trying to put those, it was great. Thank you for the product. I got it on the... Stop putting those little false reviews in there to try to offset it was bad. It was all bad. It was all bad. But, guys, we're coming down to the last one. We're coming down to the last one. And number one, the launch of 5G. 5G networks are expected to launch across the world in 2020. 5G. We on 4G now. We got our 4G phones, 4G next level, but 5G is about to go down, and it will open up avenues like never before. And basically, 5G is also the technology that's going to support the video hungry audience. Since we're such a visual world, technology is really flowing within 5G. It will also allow new technology like virtual reality and the Internet of Things to take off. So things are going to be way faster to support this high-tech, high-internet, technology-driven world, and we got to be prepared. Now, I'm not going to get the first rollout of 5G.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably get it when it's like, when there's a 6G, I might get the 5G.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about anybody else, though. That's what I do. I don't get the first version, because the first version got more kinks in it. I get the version that they, you know, fix after everything is going on. But, guys, technology is what it is. Get your 5G on. Let's get it, guys, because, like I'm telling you, we got 3 more months before God allow us to go into 2020. So I'm just saying, for all you professionals out there, all my professional grinders out there, let's get to studying, let's get to researching, let's get to doing these things, implementing these businesses, going to the next level in our careers, and opening up these nonprofits where we can serve our community and take our world to the next level. I mean, it's real. It's real. I don't know what else to tell you. But anyway, it's been wonderful. Like, guys, I appreciate you guys staying locked in, staying tuned in with your girl. And you can be anywhere doing anything, but you chose to come and hang out with me. And I love you for it. So what we're going to do is we're going to close out. We're going to close out on this day. He ready. Like, he is pulling the plug right now, guys, trying to get us out of here. But I'm just saying, next week, I'm going to have all my sisters in in the audience and
Thank you.